Segment 3. The competition between computers and humans with regards to chess has been long and hard. After numerous decades, though, it seems safe now to declare a winner. Here's Mary Brown with a fascinating report.
We had always believed that computers could never compete with the human brain when it came to chess. This was because we once perceived chess as a game based on intelligence and abstract thought. I spoke with Professor Andrew Santini, an expert in artificial intelligence and a competent chess player himself. Professor Santini explains that chess is based more on math and logic than on intelligence.
Before we discuss how things are, I want to briefly go over the history of devices designed to play chess. The first attempt to develop a chess-playing machine goes back to the 1770s. That was when an Austrian inventor, Wolfgang von Kempelen, introduced a wooden chess-playing robot. Of course, it wasn't a real robot, but a box with a human hidden inside. Von Kempelen's hoax wasn't discovered until 1820, years after his death. Observers at the time thought that this machine was doing its own thinking. Von Kempelen, who was a master chess player himself, managed to beat some of the best players of his day. But as I said, it was a human who was playing, not a machine. A rudimentary chess-playing machine was invented by Spanish mathematician Leonardo Torres in 1910. It moved the pieces with mechanical arms, but even a novice human player could defeat it. It was more of a novelty than a non-human chess player.
So it seems that the first chess-playing devices were either outright fakes or inferior when playing against a human. When did computers start becoming a serious challenge for human players? And when did computers start defeating chess masters?
The first chess-playing computers appeared in the 1950s, but they were agonizingly slow when processing data about potential moves. It wasn't practical for humans to play against such a machine. The first successful chess-playing computer appeared in the late 1980s. To understand how computer chess improved, we should look at a series of tournaments played between computers and Garry Kasparov, who continues to be seen as the best chess master of all time. The first two-game tournament in 1989 was with the chess computer Deep Thought, developed by Carnegie Mellon University. Kasparov easily won both games. In early 1996, Kasparov competed with IBM's Deep Blue. In six matches, Kasparov lost only one, winning three and ending two with a draw. Kasparov was still the better player, but the technology had clearly made progress. So in a 1997 rematch, an upgraded Deep Blue defeated Kasparov, winning 3-2, with one game ending in a draw. Kasparov was again defeated in a 2003 tournament against a computer known as Deep Fritz, but only marginally. Chess master Vladimir Kramnik, who had unseated Kasparov as world champion in 2001, also played against Deep Fritz in December of 2006. Kramnik lost two matches, with the other four ending in draws. After the Kramnik-Deep Fritz tournament, it had become clear that chess-playing computers had evolved into formidable opponents, even for the world's most competent human players.
Computer chess has since grown in popularity. There are countless websites that offer free games to players of all levels. And far from a silly pastime, chess masters see it as an invaluable tool. They currently rely on such applications to study potential moves, train their minds, and generally improve their performance.
According to the information, what do chess masters seem to think about computer chess? 47. What did Wolfgang von Kempelen do? 48. When was the first successful chess playing computer made? 49. Why does the expert refer to Kasparov so extensively? 50. What does the expert seem to believe about chess playing computers?